Wow. Thank you very much. And he did very well on The Apprentice, I have to tell you. Very talented guy. Our country is in very, very serious trouble. We owe $17 trillion, and we have more than a $1 trillion yearly deficit. That means we're losing numbers that nobody's ever heard of before. Anywhere, any country, nobody's ever heard of numbers like this. Likewise, the Republican Party is in serious trouble. The good news is that the country has tremendous untapped potential, absolutely tremendous. The Republican Party, I could almost say it's going to be a little bit tougher, and especially as you get more and more conservative. They get nasty. They don't like to hear what we have to say, and it's not easy. We have to get the momentum back, and we have to get it back quickly before it's too late. Before we waste that incredible potential that we still have, we have to get it back. Now, the president is given, sadly, unprecedented media protection. It's incredible. When you see what's going on, it's absolutely incredible. With the Republicans, especially as you get more and more conservative in your thinking and your thought, it's really just the opposite. As Republicans, if you think you're going to change very substantially for the worse, Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security in any substantial way, and at the same time you think you're going to win elections, it just really is not going to happen. The way we solve our problem, because polls have come out, even the Tea Party, which I love so dearly, 78% of the people said, leave my Medicare, my Medicaid, my Social Security alone. That's the Tea Party. So what we have to do, and the way we solve our problems, is to build a great economy. We don't have a great economy right now. China has. Other people have. Other countries have. We don't have a great — we don't make things anymore. We were great, great manufacturers. We don't make anything anymore. We buy from other countries, not only China, all over the world. We buy. We have to rebuild our economy, and we have to do it again. We have to make America strong again and make America great again.